when you have two roofs coming together like that, it call that a valley, and it run it fixed that so that they had to put a tin on there high enough so that the water wouldn't get up, and it'd run. I don't know, they'd always have it fixed, it looked like, so it would run out to one end and have, sometimes run out from both ends. But there never was too many houses built like that. I've seen them built, sometimes pretty close like that, and they'd have a roof on each, but they wouldn't be too close. But I have seen built like you say that.
Did you have a little house where you store wood or tools? House where you store wood, what'd you call that?
Well, we had a box on the porch where we'd always, when the weather was good, we'd put a lot of wood in it, on the back porch. There was one in the kitchen, one in the house. And when it was dry and weather and good, we'd cut a lot of wood and put in there, and when it come rain or something, we'd have plenty. We'd always keep that full of wood, you see.
Okay.
And then all you had to do is just go outside the door on the porch to get it, you see.
Okay. What'd you call outdoor toilets?
Well, most people up call them a little outhouse,
Okay.
Some of them call it a toilet. Outhouse,
But y'all did have your toilet outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people had them, and they'd build them, and some people they'd dig a big hole kind of deep, and they'd throw that dirt out, and then they'd build a toilet, and then when they'd build it, they'd put that dirt all around so the water wouldn't run in there. From the rainwater,
uh-huh.
And of course people would go in there all the time, there would always be a little water in there, and but then the odor wouldn't be too bad, you see. Always had most of the people had a cover on it, with hinges on it. You'd go there, you'd raise it, and when you get through, you'd put it down. That keep the odor from, and with a lot of water in there, always a little water more or less would seep in it, but we'd build it so that it wouldn't seep enough to always keep it closed so it wouldn't run over,
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the buildings on the farm? Some of the buildings and some of the places where you keep things, keep the animals?
Well, everybody had maybe two to three buildings,
uh-huh.
And sometimes more. Some of them had a corn crib maybe outside the barn. Some of them had it right at the end of the barn,
Uh-huh.
With a window on the back end, they'd throw the corn from the back end, and then at the window, and the door would be in front, they'd go in the barn, go in there and get the corn, you see. That's where they'd have stalled on each side for the horses, you see. And we had a big old, what you call, sleeping barn, just big shed and a big loft. We'd put hay in there and put the cattle in there, you see.
Uh-huh.
And the winter time, they'd come in there and we'd just hope to put them in there. They'd go in and out. We wouldn't shut them in the barn, but they had a lot they could walk in and out when they'd come. But sometimes they wouldn't come every night,
Yeah.
And then in the spring of the year, we'd get a pen them. People had cows when I was a boy. They'd have calves. They had cows that give as much as 2 gallons of milk or more if you feed them good. Regular piney wood cows,
Yeah.